To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This segment of the program is sponsored by joinhoney.com/carry. You know, with more of us now doing online shopping, we want to get the very best deal possible. With Honey, a free online shopping tool, it's easy to do because it automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your shopping cart. All you have to do is download it to your computer or mobile device and shop on all your favorite websites as you would normally. Then when you check out, just click the little Apply Coupons button that pops up. Wait a few seconds for it to scan its database of all the working coupons on the web and watch your price drop. We love it. This works on nearly every online store, including travel sites. If you're shopping online without this free service, well, you're missing out big time. It'll save you cash on almost every shopping site on the web. So go to joinhoney.com/carry, that's C-A-R-E-Y, to get this free browser extension today, or you can find the link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. I am honored and delighted to tell you that my guest today for this segment, and the next one, by the way, is one of America's premier journalists and authors, Philip Caputo. He was a lieutenant in Vietnam during the war there and then worked as a war correspondent for the Chicago Tribune. You may know him as the author of his memoir from his years of service in Vietnam called A Rumor of War that was published in 1977. Since then, he's written a number of books, including one 7 years ago titled The Longest Road. And the subtitle to that nonfiction book helps explain why it's just been reissued as a quality paperback right now. The subtitle is Overland in Search of America from Key West to the Arctic Ocean. Phil, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here.
Good to be here with you.
When you first wrote The Longest Road, the United States could arguably have been in the same condition some people think we are today, primarily due to what you saw back then as deep and polarized divisions within the country. Back then you described it as the Tea Party, we don't need no stinking government on the right, versus the nanny state liberals on the left. So you had, we see that today with Fox versus MSNBC and CNN and Republicans and Democrats and Trumps and non-Trump people. Is that a fair statement that there are we're similarly situated?
Yes, we are, except that I think that the divisions have deepened.
Well, that's not a good prognosis from the doctor. or diagnosis, I should say.
Yeah. No, it's not. I'll admit that it's not a particularly optimistic outlook, but I've observed that over the last 7 years, it just seems that people are talking past each other or over each other's heads, however you want to put it. But that I sometimes have the feeling that they call it the partisan divide, but it seems to me to be more of a class divide, of a ideological divide, as well as just purely a matter of what political party you hold allegiance to.
Well, back when you wrote this book first, about 10 years ago, was it 10 years ago? I didn't do this. You came out in 70.
It came out in 2012.
2012, so 8 years ago.
8 years ago, yes. Right.
Journalist, not math, Phil, you know. So 8 years ago when you wrote this book, you had been fishing up in Alaska, and you were on a very desolate island, is a big word for it, the way you described it, and you saw the American flag over the old schoolhouse, and you thought of Key West that you knew very well and how different everything was between these two, yet they were still, as you say, saying the kids were saying Pledge of Allegiance is the same flag. So you went in search of what holds Americans together, and I think you found it to some extent, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. People that I spoke to were fairly thoughtful and reasonable in their responses to my questions or just to their comments that they might throw out off the top of their head. I think that it sounds like a cliche, but it was probably summed up by the woman I spoke to in Texas, and I had asked her what she thought, and she said she thought it was hope. And I know, again, that sounds like cliched, but nevertheless, it struck me as true, because if we went all the way back to the Puritans in Massachusetts, who came to these shores in hope of religious freedom, and then to the frontiersmen and pioneers who always saw hope for a bigger and better life beyond the Western horizon. And finally, to look, my ancestors, who were immigrants in the late 19th century from Italy, their hope was to escape the repressions and difficulties, and in some cases, dire poverty of the old world for the new. So she struck me as hitting the nail on the head there.
You found that hope and that optimism not only from her, as I recall, that was somewhere like Oklahoma or North Dakota or something, that conversation?
It was in Texas.
Texas. Yeah. You also found it a recent immigrant from Cuba when you were down in Miami. That same sort of he actually just was there for the freedom. He said, the division in the country doesn't bother me. It's freedom that I never had.
Yeah, he did. That's something, you know, a lot of us tend to forget nowadays, is especially with all of the controversy that's involved over this whole immigration problem and immigration issue, is that these people are coming from circumstances so dire that all they want to do is have a shot at living a decent life, and that's why they come here. You know, you don't see them emigrating even today to China.
Now, Philip, I'm going to break here just for a moment. We're going to come back and continue this conversation. Hold that thought. We'll be right back after this break.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24/7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Get out the map, get out the map, and lay your finger anywhere down.
To participate in the program, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or log on to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
We are in the middle of a conversation with journalist and author Philip Caputo about a book that's being reissued that he wrote about 8 years ago called The Longest Road, during which he traveled from Key West up to the Arctic Circle, sort of across, diagonally across America. We're going to come back to that in just a moment. But let me just remind you that this segment of the program is sponsored by our friends at CarShield.com. You know, having reliable transportation is more important than ever. And outside of your own home, your car, truck, or SUV is probably the most important thing you own. Keeping it in top working order is important. From electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays to dozens of sensors, all this advanced tech is expensive to fix if and when it breaks. So get CarShield, an affordable protection plan that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computers in your car and more. You can choose your plan as well as your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work, and CarShield takes care of the rest. CarShield offers 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. CarShield has helped more than 1 million customers. So whether you have 5,000 or 150,000 miles on your vehicle, it's inevitable something will break. Now you can drive with confidence and coverage by calling 800-CAR-6000. Mention the code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y, and you'll save 10%, just like that. You can also find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. As I mentioned, Phil Caputo is our guest. His book, The Longest Road, has been reissued as a quality paperback. That's a publishing term, but I should explain. It's sort of larger than a regular paperback, and it's very nicely bound and very nicely printed with a very nice cover. And on the cover is an Airstream. We're going to get to how crossed the country with his wife, by the way, in a very small Airstream. But we were just finishing a conversation about what you found among immigrants you met during this three-month journey across America, Phil.
Most of the immigrants I ran into actually were down in Florida. They were from Cuba, and Cubans do have a kind of a leg up on some other immigrants in that priority was, at least then, a few years ago, given to them. And, they were living in Castro's Cuba, which is basically an island jail. And they were just delighted to be in a country where they could say what they thought, write what they thought, and could make a decent living without somebody constantly looking over their shoulders or constantly being under the threat of imprisonment or harassment by the police.
A lot of those of us who were born here and live here don't think about a lot. We have about 3 minutes left. Give me a couple minutes on this travel. You searched far and wide. You found a very small Airstream of a vintage year, I would think.
And, 1967, right.
1967, you and your wife, first there was some debate about whether she would join. She did. You're glad she did. But as I believe a policeman somewhere told you, this is going to ruin that marriage. How was it driving cross-country in a small Airstream for 3 months with the one you loved when you started?
Well, everybody asks that question, our friends and other people I've spoken to in interviews. And except for a couple of arguments we had that were quickly resolved, we became road buddies. And I still sometimes refer to her as my road buddies, buddy. And so we had a good time, we were out for 4 months, a little over 4 months. And when it was over, we were kind of glad to get out of those cramped quarters, but we soon began to miss it.
You mentioned in the previous segment the word hope, that a woman told you that hope is what binds this country together. You also had a theory about, you called it dynamic disequilibrium, a tension between things going wrong and things being right.
Yeah, that's borrowed from astrophysics, actually. It's what holds a star together. It's the nuclear fission within a star creates an outward pressure, and the gravity of its material creates an inward pressure. And if you have too much of gravity, the star collapses. If you have too much nuclear fission, it blows apart. So it's the balance between those two extreme forces that hold the star together. And that's what I was hoping, and still do, that will hold this country together. Who knows, maybe with this latest epidemic, we will find that we have a lot more in common than we do differences.
I've been feeling that for the last 2 weeks. The book is called The Longest Road. It's been reissued. It's written by Philip Caputo, C-A-P-U-T-O. You can obviously get it on Amazon or anywhere where you buy books when bookstores reopen. It's a great read, and you will be amazed at the relevance of this book to our situation today. Philip, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck with the reissue of the book.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back here in RM World Travel right after this break. Don't touch that dial.
Join the Travel Trio by calling 800-387-8025. Access the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.